When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, 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 it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's a doggy dog world. He's about to get beat down. There's a few topics we're going to broach today. He's gotten on my nerves already, and the show hasn't even started.
Well, how you doing today,
Dan? I'm not bad. I like
all
the
right.
Suit.
All right,
I,
of course. I mean, I do look kind of dapper, if I should say so myself. Not as much as the Green Lantern here, but it's all right. It's okay. Yeah. By the way, are you running for office? Are you running for office? Because you look like you're running for office, that red tie. Are you looking for running
no,
for office?
No, I am not.
Okay, I'm just checking.
You're the one who runs for office.
I'm just
not me.
No, if I did, I'd win.
I agree.
I would put that out. First takes it, man. That's right.
Before we get started here, I know there'll be a lot of questions about Aaron. Just so you guys know, we haven't really had those conversations yet, so not a lot to report until we have those conversations. So obviously, free agency's coming up here. That's an important part of what we're doing. So it'd be nice to have some answers before then. But until we have any conversations, we're still in a good spot.
Good day. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take on a Wednesday. So you know what that means. My man Dog in the building looking dapper.
Thank you,
as
Molly.
Always. The hair looks fantastic.
Nice little longer.
The tan.
Nice tan.
That tan
still
sticking
sharp.
With you?
Yes, sir.
And Stephen A., the gray pinstripe. It's on point.
Well, thank you.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How are we feeling today, gentlemen?
You don't look too bad yourself, Molly.
Thank you.
Feeling good.
We're good?
Yeah.
What's up with the ponytail type thing in the
Molly
back?
Molly said she liked it.
I love
the
it.
Hair a little
He's
longer.
He's growing it out.
So that's what we're doing. We're trying to please Molly, right? That's what we're doing, doggy?
No, but you have to admit, it looks great.
Okay. All right.
Looks great.
I'm just saying, is Mrs. Mad Dog cool? She's cool with that?
Mrs. Mad Dog is away, so I didn't have a chance to. I didn't have a... The attire's a little different.
Oh, she's away without you.
Yeah, hey, just stop, okay?
Just one.
All right, let's go. All right, here's the deal. Today at 4 Eastern, it's the start of the new league year where free agents can be officially signed and trades can be finalized. And we continue to be on Aaron Rodgers' watch. Now, receiver Alan Lazard agreed to a 4-year, $44 million deal with the Jets. Rodgers is scheduled to be a guest on the Pat McAfee Show today, 1 p.m. Eastern, McAfee said. So Lazard might not be the only former Packer that will be on the move to New York, as our own Diana Rossini tweeting this yesterday. Aaron Rodgers has provided the New York Jets with a wish list of free agents he'd like them to target and acquire for services. It includes Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, Mercedes Lewis, and Odell Beckham Jr. Here's Adam Schefter with the latest.
Well, Greeny, I will not be surprised if Aaron Rodgers tells Pat McAfee, yes, that he wants to play for the Jets. But as we've been saying all week long, there are layers to this whole situation. It's not a simple decision of Aaron Rodgers just saying, okay, I want to play for the Jets, and snap your finger, you're put out of your misery, Greeny, and it's done, okay? It's more complicated than that.
Okay, Dog, I want to start with you. Listen, we all have our own wish lists in life, and so does Aaron Rodgers. But do you have a problem with his?
Why did he bring him Lombardi? I want Lombardi to come, too. Bring Ray Nitschke back. Enough of this. This is stupid. Can he make a decision and come to New York? We all know he's coming here. We're at the point
parameters.
Now. Oh, there's no parameters nonsense. They'll do this for the diva thing. Maybe it's March 17th, his famous date. But would we be more surprised if he didn't come or came? You'd be more surprised if he didn't come.
Yeah.
Green Bay doesn't want him. The Raiders got a quarterback. Where's he going? They got Love. They want to play him. The Jets are desperate. They bring Lazard in for $44 million. They never would have signed him if it wasn't the fact they knew they were getting. They had no choice to lose Mike White. I mean, he's definitely coming here. So we're sitting here now, and before he sets foot in New York, he's never won in New York. We got to listen to him. I want this, that. I'll let you know in 3 days what I'm going to do. And I'll tease everybody on the Pat McAfee show. I mean, enough already. He is such a diva. Go back to the cave in Oregon and come out and tell me when you want to come to New York.
You don't think we're getting an answer on the Pat McAfee show?
I heard this March 17th date's a big deal, so maybe he can't say officially until March 17th. Listen, we all know he's coming to New York, right? Don't you think he's coming to the Jet quarterback?
Absolutely.
Jet quarterback? Steve, you think he's coming to be a Jet quarterback?
I will answer that question in a second.
Answer it now!
No. We wait. It's television, baby.
It's television. We don't wait a minute.
He is coming to New York. I am sick and tired of him wanting to bring six or seven guys with him. How about him just show up and help the Jets make the playoffs and be relevant?
Whoa.
Why not? Why can't we do that?
You
what, Mercedes-Lewis is going to be a deal breaker? Come on.
You don't get. Can I say one thing? You don't get Aaron Rodgers and make the playoffs. Come on. You're getting Aaron Rodgers to go all in.
The Jets, you can't expect that with Mahomes. Get the postseason and take a shot at it.
A couple of things, just a couple of points to bring up because I think it's important. Number one, Randall Cobb has been in the league for 12 years. He's got 1,000-yard-plus season on his resume. Mercedes Lewis has been a tight end in the National Football League for 17 years. He has one 700-yard season. Everything has been less than that. And, of course, Alan Lazard is in his fifth year in the National Football League, and he hasn't had a 1,000-yard season as a wide receiver. The reason I bring all of those numbers up, Dougie, is because could you imagine if the Jets are going through all of this and then Aaron Rodgers says, I'm going to retire?
That's funny.
Do you know how ticked off they should be if that happens? I mean, think about that for a second. I mean, that is an option that is potentially out there.
Would you respect it? That would
I would tell you this. It would be the lowest thing a star has ever done to one of the lowest things, because obviously there's certain things that are far more insidious and lower, but it would be one of the lowest things a star has ever done in the National Football League. To sit up there and to coax an organization into taking your boys, and then you decide not to show up at all, and considering the quality, it ain't like he said take Devontae Adams. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't like he said take somebody like that. It ain't like it's back in the day he said take Jordy Nelson when Jordy Nelson was that dude. You understand what I'm saying? It would be now. No disrespect to any of them. They're not scrubs. They can play. I don't mean to throw their names out as if they can't play. But Alan Lazard, congratulations, because, you know, he ain't in the back pages, okay? He don't make back pages. Randall Cobb in this day and age don't make back pages. Mercedes Lewis, damn it, you ain't been making back pages. Certainly not in New York. Not in a city, the Mecca. Oh, no, no, no. You ain't making back pages here. Unless Aaron Rodgers said, that's what I would. Wouldn't surprise me if Aaron Rodgers announced on the Pat McAfee show what he was going to do. It wouldn't surprise me if it's similar to, you know, I'm taking my talents to New York City, you know, like LeBron did. It wouldn't surprise me if he used the Pat McAfee show to do it. I hope he does. For Pat McAfee's sake, to be honest with you, I hope he does. I love Pat. But the bottom line is this. With all of that being said, Dougie, I have no problem with all the drama. None whatsoever. You know why? Because it puts an even greater spotlight on Aaron Rodgers. First of all, when you come to the Mecca, this ain't Wisconsin where all you got is cheese to lean on. Okay, this is New York City. This is the bright lights of Broadway. If you come here after all of this, okay, you got to win. You got to win. And I understand that Aaron Rodgers doesn't think, you know, it's no big deal, R-E-L-A-X, relax and all this stuff. No, New York City, we don't play that. You know, you don't make the rules. We make the rules. You understand? You ain't going to tell the public. You ain't going to tell the media. You ain't going to tell everybody in New York City what to do. We under the Rolaid spell relief and whatever the hell it is that you take to relax. We'll decide when we going to use that stuff. You ain't going to tell us. Play ball. And so what I love about all of this that's transpiring that I think you're missing, Doggy, is the fact that when you want all of this and you got an owner in Woody Johnson that has said, whatever you want, we're going to try to get for you. And by the way, you want Odell Beckham Jr., we're going to try to get him too. We're going to do all of this stuff. You're going to lay it out. You can't come here and be like, well, you know what, we're just going to have a good time. We're going to go 8-8. We're going to get bounced out by the Detroit Lions in the last game of the regular season with an opportunity to make the playoffs. We're going to miss that opportunity. We're going to go to a divisional playoff game. We're at MetLife Stadium, and we're going to lose to the likes of Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers. That ain't happening. Nobody's going for that. The fact that you're making all of these wishes and the Jets are striving to make them come true and pretty much doing it, I think elevates the level of pressure on Aaron Rodgers. It reminds us You got to win. And that's been my only beef with him. I love Aaron Rodgers. Love him to death. My problem is the focus has been everywhere but on winning. And now that all of this is happening, now we're going to remind you, you ain't even been to a Super Bowl since 2010. That is not good enough.
And not only that, he had Lazard wide open 2 years ago in the San Francisco game and threw the bomb to Devontae Adams when he threw the ball to Lazard. Now he wants Lazard here. He had Lazard wide open at midfield.
Well, Lazard was younger then. He was younger then. He was a baby then. He was a baby then.
The thing I disagree with Stevie on this is that this sits with the New York Jet fan poorly. The Jet fan doesn't want to hear his demands. The Jet fan doesn't want to get Mercedes Lewis in here. The Jet fan doesn't want to hear him playing GM. They know that he's got a track record where he can be a pain in the neck and, you know, he's a diva and all these kinds of things. The Jet fan wants Aaron Rodgers to say, you know what, darn it, I'm ready to go. Let's go to New York. I don't care who you bring me. We're winning. That's what the Jet fan wants to hear.
Well, who cares?
The Jet fan doesn't want to hear list of conditions.
Oh, stop it.
Who
cares about the conditions? But listen, bottom line is the Jets haven't won since 1969. The biggest can't be choosy. Fans, shut up. The bottom line is this. You want them to win. I understand that. We want to hear you win. If being a diva comes along with it, so be it. I don't like it. I wouldn't advise it. But damn it, if that's what it takes. All right? If he wants to be a diva, the issue is not him being a diva. The issue is him not winning. Win, and you could be as diva-ish as you want.
I don't get how he's a diva. He's just trying to get pieces around him so he can bring
a
team.
He is not a diva.
With this move, you're going to bring your people with you. Everybody does that in every industry.
But here's the problem with
that. You wouldn't bring your people with you?
Tell me. Excuse me. I insist that Molly host this show. I don't want anybody else hosting this show.
I appreciate that.
But check this out. That's because you know how to win.
Yeah.
I ain't bringing some mediocre person. I ain't bringing some marginal person.
I get what you're saying. These are his boys. You're questioning who he's bringing.
Why do you think I started off by talking about what they haven't done? Yeah. You haven't talked about Mercedes Lewis as one of the best tight ends in football in years. You damn sure ain't said that about Randall Cobb as a wide receiver in years. And Alan Lazard, with all due respect, this kid Christian Watson, that's who we were thinking about when we were watching the Packers this season. Yeah. We weren't thinking about Lazard that much.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You like Darren Waller as a tight end?
I do like him.
All right, let's
go. I like him a lot.
Because the Jets aren't the only team in New York making money moves. Let's go. The New York Giants acquiring tight end Darren Waller in a trade with the Las Vegas Raiders. Sources told Adam Schefter the Giants will send a third-round draft pick to the Raiders for Waller, a 2020 Pro Bowler, who will provide quarterback Daniel Jones with an established veteran target in the passing game. Waller had back-to-back seasons of over 1,000 receiving yards in 2019 and 2020, but has been plagued by multiple injuries over the past 2 years, appearing in just 20 total games over that span. He still ranks third amongst NFL tight ends in catches and receiving yards since 2019. Let's stay in the division, but go to Stephen A's team, the Dallas Cowboys, acquiring cornerback Stephon Gilmore from the Colts in exchange for a 2023 fifth-round pick. The 2019 Defensive Player of the Year went from New England to Carolina via an in-season trade in 2021 before signing with Indianapolis in 2022. In both seasons, Gilmore earned a Pro Bowl nod. The Cowboys are also re-signing linebacker Leighton Van Der Esch to a two-year, $11 million contract. So following that Gilmore news, Micah Parsons tweeted at DeAndre Hopkins, "It's about that time." And it's about that time to bring in my guy, Swagoo. Marcus Spears, top of the morning to you. We got you.
Good morning, family. What's up?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Swagoo?
Man, y'all look good this morning. What's happening?
We miss you, Swagoo.
I miss y'all, too.
I want to start with you, though, Stephen A.
Can I interrupt a second? Sure. I do have a complaint about Swagoo.
What?
I want America to notice. I am sick and tired of him being in Bristol. Who do I need to talk to? I need you in New York.
I know.
Well, man, you need to do something.
I need you sitting with me, bro.
Do something, man. Do something.
We're going to have to talk.
We got to get into it. But, Marcus, when we had you on set, there was a rating spike, I do have to say.
All set different. It's just different when we all together.
Exactly. For sure. And we miss you. All right. I want to start with you, Stephen A., though. Which NFC East team is having the best offseason thus far?
Well, listen, I will tell you this. On paper, I would concede that it's the Dallas Cowboys.
On paper.
But in reality, since they go find a way to lose because it's what they do, okay, I'm going to grow with the Giants, okay? I'm going to go with the Giants, all right? Because you kept your quarterback. I understand he was overpaid. I get all of that. But the hell with Daniel Jones. I believe in Brian Daboll. I believe in Brian Daboll, who's my coach of the year, okay? I believe in him, okay? So we're going to go with that. You kept Saquon Barkley. I know that he might demand a trade or whatever. He don't like being tagged. I get all of that. But damn it, he'll get over it. You know, the bottom line is he's in tow, okay? And then, you know, I'm looking at you, and you go out and you get a brother like Waller. Let me tell you something about Waller, man. This brother can play. Now, I understand injuries. You understand what I'm saying? Durability is a question mark, so I have concerns about that. Obviously, injuries taken into consideration, not so much. But when this brother is on the field, there is nobody better than my brother from another mother, Travis Kelce at the tight end spot. He is that dude, okay? We got that going on. All right. George Kittle, I believe in this brother. I believe in him. But let me tell you something. I challenge anybody. Mark Andrews is no scrub. I get all of that. But I challenge anybody to tell me definitively that Darren Waller is not a top three tight end in football. And when you have that safety blanket for Daniel Jones to throw the football to, who's already cut down on his interceptions from, you know, from the previous year, cut down considerably. So now I got somebody in between the numbers to throw the football to. I still kept Saquon. All right. By the way, remember, unlike the Dallas Cowboys, the Giants actually went to the playoffs and won a playoff game. I just think it's important to remember that. It's important to remember that. They actually won a playoff game. Dallas Cowboys didn't do that.
We did.
I'm looking at the Giants, what they kept in play. And I'm going to say to you, I'm going to roll with the Giants on this one. Bad, officially. Bro. Not on paper. Officially on the football field.
I'm so glad I'm piggying back before Mad Dog, because you just made me. I almost threw up watching you spew that foolishness. By the way, we did go to Tampa and win a playoff game when you said it wasn't going to be 1-1. The other part is this.
You beat Tom Brady. I know.
Dallas is having the best offseason because of the signing of Stephon Gilmore. They re-signed Leighton Van Der Esch, who played well last year, and they re-signed a guy that I think is very underrated that a lot of of people may start paying attention to that was already on the roster in Donovan Wilson. But this team is doing fine. Stephen A., you know, 3 months ago. So now everybody is excited about saying DeAndre Hopkins' name. Didn't I sit on this show and tell you that they needed to go out and get DeAndre Hopkins if they were serious about trying to win
something?
Did I
not agree with you?
You agree. So I think if that happens, then we can just go ahead and sum up this whole conversation that we're having about the offseason. But as of right now, when you sign a Pro Bowl corner opposite of Trayvon Diggs, that's the biggest move in the NFC East. The Philadelphia Eagles losing people, and they still going to be a really good team, but we're talking about the offseasons and the moves that have been made, and Stephon Gilmore just put this over the top for right now in the NFC East based on what we saw Dallas struggle with opposite of Trayvon Diggs. Added to a defense now where he has a rusher in front of him like Micah Parsons. Dallas right now. Now, do I want them to do more? Am I going to cry if they don't go out and get some explosive weapons on offense? You damn right I am. But as of right now, today, and I love Darren Waller as well. The injuries are something that you have to take into account and consider when you talk about making a big move, because the availability is a big part of that move. Last time I checked, Stephon Gilmore had been available a lot during these seasons. He's played at a Pro Bowl level, like we talked about coming off. It's the Cowboys right now, signing two of their own that played very well for them last year on defense, and then adding a corner that's still playing at a very high level in this league.
Disagree, Stevie's right, because the Giants added a player which was a weakness last year, offense. They gave Jones a target. He didn't have any targets last year. Now, he never plays, we all agree, but when Waller plays,
wait a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
How the hell both of y'all gonna sit up here and say that they added a target and then in the same damn breath say he never plays?
Well, I understand.
Is that not a factor?
We know he misses games.
Mad Dog just said it.
We know he misses games. You're right. He misses games.
So,
Maybe this year, 14 games.
Based on your logic, okay? Based on your logic, you got a Pro Bowl corner that plays all the time, and you got a really good tight end that we all agree on that very rarely plays because of injury. And you gonna say the Giants won the offseason?
Well, did the Cowboys lose to San Francisco last year because of their defense, or did they lose to San Francisco last year in the postseason because of Dak and their offense?
Yeah, they lost because of Dak and their offense.
Okay, have they improved the offense to date? Yes.
Hold on, Swagger, you are interrupting.
I love him anyway. He can do anything he wants.
I mean, just let him vent.
He's asking me a question.
He didn't ask you a question. He told you. And you're like, wait a minute. Yeah, you did. Well, go ahead, Doug.
If they add Hopkins, we'll have another conversation. You said right this second that you think the Cowboys have had a better offseason than the Giants. Yet they have not improved. The quarterback is still mediocre. And obviously, they only have the one wide receiver. Now, listen, I don't love Jones either. He's overpaid. Stevie's right. But the Giants brought in a player. I can't gauge injuries. He hasn't played. Maybe this year he'll play. We know how great he is if he does play. The Giants brought a player in who's a huge target, who's a wide receiver playing tight end, who's a heck of a player. The Cowboys had a good defense. Their offense is what lost the game in San Francisco. They couldn't score. They scored 12 points. They were awful.
Doggy.
The Giants had major issues offensively. Wallace should help that. Giants helped themselves.
Swaggo, talk to him while I take care of something right here.
I can't take it.
What did I do wrong? What's the matter?
Nothing. Keep talking to him, Swaggo.
I got to ask Doggy this. Doggy, who had the better? Even though you and I sat on this show and was very upset last year about the things that we saw in Dallas, who had the better offense last year between Dallas and the Giants?
The Cowboys had a better offense.
In that San Francisco game that they lost, that they very well might have lost anyway, didn't they lose Tony Pollard?
They did. Second quarter, they scored 12 points. All right, you're going to make Tony Pollard out to be now Emmitt Smith?
Let me chime in here to talk with you about something.
Okay.
Because I think you got – listen.
You and Doggett decided to piss me off this morning.
No, we miss you. We miss you, my brother.
All right, I'm sorry.
But here's the deal. Obviously, I was playing because I know Tom Brady lost to the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys want to play again. That's number one. All right, we get that out the way, okay? Number two, you didn't comment about my suit, but we'll do with that another day because I am looking pretty fly right now.
That's a different subject for another day.
Let me say this to you, Swaggoo. Doggy does make a good point in this argument. Clearly, Stephon Gilmore is a bad brother. And I know what Jerry Jones is doing. I don't know if you see what he's doing, but he's bringing players that I like in an effort to get me not to root against the Cowboys. I see what Jerry Jones is doing. I see what he's doing. And damn it, it's working because I love Stephon Gilmore. If he got Devon, and if he got DeAndre Hopkins or OBJ, I can't root against those brothers. I love them both. So I see what he's doing here. But that's a different subject for another day as well. Doggy's argument, in all seriousness, is something you have to consider. Because what he's saying is that the Giants addressed their weakness.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys haven't. Now, I know you would say they needed another corner. All right? I got that. Opposite Trayvon Diggs. Mm-hmm. I get that. So they did address a weakness to some degree. But the bottom line is the real problem with the Dallas Cowboys is Dak Prescott.
Okay,
cool. The real problem was Dak Prescott. It wasn't the defense, at least in that playoff game. And I think that's what we got to take into consideration.
I got a question for both of y'all.
Sure.
All right. Could we surmise together? Like, I think this is very – we don't even need to argue.
Okay.
Could we just come up and surmise together that Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones based on what we've seen?
I'm not so sure about that.
No. I'm not going to disrespect Dak like that. Dak is better than Daniel Jones. Dak is better. Dak is better than Daniel Jones.
Don't leave.
Take it easy.
I want to leave so bad.
What's Daniel Jones? It's not about that.
I said he's a little better.
He's better than Daniel Jones.
A lot or a little?
Stop that.
A lot or a little?
Well, me personally, I think considerably.
Stephen A., a lot or a little?
I think considerably.
Say a lot or a little.
This is the thing. Time out. I also think we have to take into consideration what Mike McCarthy, Swagoo, said about the absence of Kellen Moore. You don't want the most high-powered offense in the world that keeps the defense on the field because you're moving the ball and you're trying to score in bunches, but the defense is tired and you're costing us games. We need to have a more balanced attack. So you could make the argument that Brian Daboll is a better coach than Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator.
He's a better offensive
coordinator. So you could do that and say that had an effect on Dak Prescott.
And you could do that. That's a good argument.
Fair.
Fair.
Swaggo, I'm sorry that we've personally offended you.
He decided this morning. He chose violence against me, Molly. He did.
I know.
He did. He
I
literally.
You feel attacked.
He is making people that listen to the Mad Dog Show question if Daniel Jones is actually better than Dak Prescott. You are out of your damn mind, Mad Dog
Let me
Russo.
Say this.
You taking a 1 year sample size of interceptions of a guy that very rarely throws interceptions.
Have you ever seen as Prescott played a playoff game on the road, as well as Daniel Jones played it in Minnesota?
Yes, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. Yes.
Jones was great in the Minnesota game.
Does that hold water for you, what he just said?
Molly, go to break.
It's not bad.
Molly, go to break.
I'll give him that.
Go to break, Molly.
No, I can't go to break. I got another topic. I was there for that Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you that one. Okay, teams are gearing up for the chance to contact a former MVP quarterback at 4 p.m. Eastern today. That would be Lamar Jackson, who's looking for a guaranteed contract in the Ravens, put the non-exclusive tag on him. Last September, a source told Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen that Jackson turned down an offer from Baltimore that included $133 million guaranteed at signing, $175 million guaranteed for injury, $200 million in total guarantees if he's on the roster on the fifth day of the 2026 league year. Not sure if he's refuting that, but he clearly is not happy with only $133 million fully guaranteed as he hopped on social media Tuesday tweeting, $133, 3 years, fully guaranteed, but I need an agent. Okay. Swaggle, I'm going to start with you. How much leverage does Lamar have?
Lamar has leverage, but it doesn't start until 4-1 Eastern. All right. And that is because we all know and have watched and covered this league long enough. Obviously, Stephen A. longer than I have and playing in it, that teams are going to identify how desperate they are to win games. And I think the leverage that Lamar Jackson has, which any player has, is the fact of what he's already put on tape, what he's already accomplished. And there are so many teams in this league that understands that at some point we're going to have to break down – and get a quarterback if we plan on winning and keeping seats in the stands and our fan base engaged in what we're trying to do as a football team. That is why Lamar Jackson will have leverage once the free agency period starts. Now, all of these teams came out and said, well, we out on Lamar Jackson. Fair, because of the negotiation and because of what they think that Lamar Jackson wants as far as a guaranteed contract, which we think. I don't know if Lamar Jackson is all dug in on having a fully guaranteed contract, but I do believe the guaranteed money needs to be in the ballpark where he feels like it's fair based on what he's done up until his career at this point. Another thing I think about this, Molly Q and Stephen A. and Mad Dog, is I like the San Francisco 49ers. And I know it's wishful thinking, but I know that John Lynch, and I've watched him and Kyle Shanahan make some moves that we all didn't see coming when we think about what the 49ers have done. And I think about this offense of the San Francisco 49ers with their current quarterback situation. Now, I know they just signed Sam Darnold, who I think can do well. But could you imagine Lamar Jackson in that situation? So hey, what's up, babe?
Let me just say this real quick. Before you and Doggy get it on. First of all, San Francisco should offer Trey Lance, picks, players, whatever they could get Lamar Jackson.
No question.
Number two, if Lamar Jackson was on the San Francisco 49ers, they're winning it all.
Yep.
Winning it all.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I agree, Stephen A., and I'm telling you, like, look, this is – we in the offseason, which is a beautiful time, but we in reality that Lamar Jackson is going to be available for a team to put an offer sheet in at 4:01 Eastern today. And if the San Francisco 49ers put that offer sheet in, I'm in my heart of hearts, I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to match it if it's something that they think that they can do.
I agree.
But ultimately, if that thing is not matched and he ends up in the Bay Area, close the door on everybody. And when I say everybody outside of 15 and the Kansas City Chiefs getting back to the Super Bowl, because we know when Patrick Mahomes is on the field, the Kansas City Chiefs can beat anybody. But it's going to be the hardest task in the NFL if Lamar Jackson is playing for the San Francisco 49ers to beat them.
Well, first off, he's not going to play for the San Francisco 49ers. If they were, why would they bring Donald in? That's number one. Number two, they got to the NFC Championship game with Purdy. Number three, if Richard Sherman can guard somebody, they won a Super Bowl against Kansas City, 3rd and 15, wide open is Tariq Hill. He guards somebody, they win that Super Bowl with Garoppolo. So this idea that we're going to run the Niners, who with Shanahan, who do a great job offensively, are going to run and go pay Lamar Jackson $200 million and then give up two number ones? That's not going to happen.
We're not saying it's going to happen. They gave up three for Ricky.
No, we're just saying.
So let's eliminate San Francisco.
Okay, no problem.
Eliminate it.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Excuse me. We were just saying, my God, you fantasize on Mad Dog Radio every day. We can't sit up there and look at the national title.
Kyle Shanahan
with Kittle, with Debo, with Christian McCaffrey, and Lamar Jackson with that defense.
Don't know this.
Yes,
he's only won one playoff game, and he's never healthy.
Lamar Jackson out to be
the greatest.
I'm talking about Kyle Shanahan and the crew that they have.
Well, let's get back to the original question.
Okay.
Where's he going, Swagoo? Carolina just made a trade to get the number one pick in the draft. Houston's not trading for him. The Saints got Derek Carr.
Yep.
The Raiders just picked up Garoppolo. The Jets are going to go get right now Rodgers. Green Bay's got, obviously, Jordan Love. Where's he going? Washington? Is that your team?
I think the Commanders.
What owner is going to go to Lamar today and say, I got to have you. Here's $200 million. They won't match. And then we'll give the Ravens, they give Baltimore two number ones.
That's not going to happen.
Let me help out Doggy here because he's losing it.
How am I losing it, Steve?
Are you ready for this?
I am.
Knowing sports the way that you do.
Well.
Isn't it 40 years now you're approaching in radio? 40 years.
30, all right, 30,
it's 39, 4 years.
Gosh,
right? So you know, you've been around a long time. You look great, but you've been around a long time. You know, in the world of sports, there's a sucker born every minute.
It's a sucker.
And all it takes is one.
And I'm only 39.
You gave a whole bunch of teams. You ain't give 31 of them. The fact of the matter is there's always somebody. It could be the Commanders. It might be Miami because they know that Tua's health is questionable.
They just put Mike White in.
Excuse me.
Mad dog.
They gave him two years. You're making me laugh.
So they got Mike White, and that's going to derail a pursuit of Lamar
Mad
Jackson.
Dog, next time say they picked up Tua fifth-year option.
From East Rutherford, New Jersey. We didn't even know he was on the damn team until Zach
Wilson.
Well,
why did they guarantee that fifth-year contract?
You need a backup.
That's a good reason.
The point that I'm trying to make to you is this. The health is a question mark. You never, ever know. All it takes is one. And you know that.
Stephen
so
a,
stop acting it, like you don't.
I just turned 40 years old, man, dog. Tell me happy birthday, because I turned 40 March 8th.
Happy birthday, y'all.
I love y'all. I turned 40 March 8th. And,
that's
man,
right.
dog, it sounds like I've been on radio 40 years, and you just turned 40 right now based on what you're spewing. Because Stephen A. hit the nail on the head. How many unconventional things have we seen happen in sports in just the last 6 months,
let alone over your
40 years on the radio? Mad dog, it could happen.
It could happen.
I gotta say one thing. Actually, like, I did Adam Schein's podcast yesterday. Guess where he has a radio show? On the Mad Dog channel. You have a freaking channel. That's all I gotta say.
A channel.
Hey.
And he listened on Sunday. Did you know that?
That's right.
Yeah, he listens to everything.
You did a fantastic job.
Stephen A. actually does his homework. Wait, I gotta say one thing. Marcus, if you were in New York, we would have taken you out to dinner. We would have done a big group dinner tonight.
She would have treated, which is a big, big deal.
It does
cheap.
Not.
So
it
that
does
would
not
be,
mean
be,
you
be,
can't.
Be, 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 be.
I'm very generous.
There's a key
not
word.
Not to me.
There's
not
a key word. Molly Q, there's a key word called belated. We can definitely do that.
We will revisit this.
He did March Madness. You did a great job. You did a great job.
Yeah.
Okay. You did a great job.
Atlanta's not going to sign him either.
I got to go.
No place to go.
I got to go. Call me cheap again. Let America know how much your eye cream costs. We continue to celebrate Women's History Month here on First Take. Here's a message from our own Mark Jackson. Hey, Mark.
The female that has inspired me the most in sports, I got to give a special shout out and appreciation and love to the great Lisa Salters. Watching her go from Monday Night Football, the NBA playoffs, the NBA finals, the versatility and how she seamlessly does her job, the ultimate pro, and somebody I have great appreciation, love, and respect for. Honored to work with her. Salute Lisa Salters.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. The Lakers came out hot last night, hitting a franchise record 15 threes in the first half against the Pelicans, led by as many as 35 to get the pivotal win 123-108. Anthony Davis led the way, 35 points, 17 rebounds, and with the win, the Lakers move one game ahead of New Orleans in the standings, tied for the eighth spot in the Western Conference. AD won't play tonight against the Rockets as he's not been cleared to play in back-to-backs. Brian Windhorst joining the conversation. Morning, Brian. How are we doing?
Good morning.
What's up, big man? How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
All right. Dog.
Yeah.
You're up.
Why not? Go first.
Oh, yeah. Are the Lakers becoming a legit force out West?
I mean, listen, anytime you have Davis, I'm not a big D'Angelo Russell fan.
Okay.
But anytime you have Davis and LeBron on a little bit of a roll, even without LeBron in the lineup, they should make the playoffs. If they get to the sixth spot, that would help an awful lot. I don't know if they can win all those playoff series without home court, playing that play-in stuff, then sitting there playing Denver probably in round one, and then moving on from that. I think that's too much to ask myself coming from that deep into postseason. Now, it's not to say that they are going to be a scary opponent. They got the best player in the league. Davis, if he's healthy, we know how great he is. But I'm just looking at this from where they are positioned. And the Knicks did it once, didn't win a championship. They kind of had Ewing got hurt. They were the eighth seed. They lost to the Spurs in 99. Sprewell, that was a great Knicks team, if Ewing had stayed healthy. It's asking too much to come from all the way back in that playing spot to go out there and win an NBA championship. Let me tell you, can I say one thing on this? I watched Oklahoma City last night. I'll tell you right now, if they ever get a second, and they haven't got Holmgren. If they ever get a second big player, and I'm not a huge Pressey fan, that team's got, Alexander's great. Gimby, the kid Gimby's, he's little Larry Bird.
Giddy, yes.
They got a heck of a team.
Yes, they do.
Very good, and they're dangerous. But I don't know, Stevie, in the long run, and Wendy, if the Lakers coming from all the way back in the play-in can go out there and win an NBA championship. I think it's too much to ask.
Wendy, the floor is yours. Go ahead, bro.
So you guys know the Lakers started this season with that ridiculous roster they had at the start of the year. They started this year 2-10, okay? And if they had started 6-6, and that's a big if, that they weren't equipped to start 6-6, but if they had had a more appropriately formed team, and instead of going 2-10, they went 6-6, do you know they'd be in fourth place right now? And that's more of a commentary on the overall weakness of the West than it is about the Lakers. But this is a top five roster now. It took too long to be at the top five roster. So I'm not going to use the word force. I'm going to use a different F word. They're a factor. They're a factor, not just because of who they are, but because of the relative softness in the West. We can mistake the competitiveness for quality. It is not a quality conference. The best three teams in the league are in the Eastern Conference. And in my opinion, this is the weakest top to bottom Western Conference in two decades. So that is forgiving. That reality is giving the Lakers a bit of a second chance here to find a path. I don't know if LeBron can come back. I know it was a significant injury in his foot. I know that he has spent this time over the last couple of weeks figuring out a way to get healthy. He was just gone from the team for a week doing who knows what to his foot to try to get it ready to play. And the reason he's doing that, guys, is because he can see everything that I just said. He can see that there's a relative softness in the league. He's not afraid of any of these teams unless maybe the Warriors at full power. So he's going to try. But I suspect, Stephen A., when it's all said and done, the Lakers are going to walk away from this season going, oh, my God. This was such an opportunity. It was not strong. The other teams were all messed up. We could have done it, and we've had a flawed roster that cost us the start, and we had an unlucky LeBron injury, probably because he had to play too many minutes.
I get where both of y'all are coming from. let me say this to you. Obviously, this question is completely predicated on the return of LeBron James. Nobody's thinking about the Lakers being a force in the West. It's not even a contemplation if LeBron James is not healthy come playoff time, period. Nobody's thinking that. We're asking this question because the assumption is, based on what we've been told, him being out, you know, at least 3 weeks or whatever, the assumption is that he ultimately returned. LeBron, the one thing that I will say, Wendy, is that I'm not counting him out health-wise. Obviously, we've seen him take care of his body throughout the years. We've seen him get up from injuries that would knock dudes out for the year. We've seen him get up. We see this guy be an absolute freak of physical nature. It's just the truth. And so even though age and attrition has kicked in, I'm looking at LeBron traveling with the team and being there. This is a foot injury. And I'm thinking, if it were that bad to the point where you're out for the year and you knew it, I don't think that he would be there and I don't think he would be this excited about the team. I think the excitement stems from him seeing what he's seeing, seeing the togetherness, the cohesiveness, the fact that the parts fit now with Anthony Davis in the middle, handling things in the post area and beyond, with Malik Beasley coming on strong last night, with D'Angelo Russell coming back from his injury and lighting it up. He's seeing the togetherness of the team, the chemistry that exists, and he's imagining and fantasizing about what it will be when he returns. That's what I think. And based on that thought process, yes, I've got the Lakers as a legitimate force within the Western Conference. I still think they got a shot at the sixth seed. I'm not ruling out anything right now. And if the Lakers don't have to play the play-in and they go straight to the playoffs and they're in a position where they've got a first-round series that doesn't include Denver in the Mile High City, dare I say somebody like Phoenix with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker waiting for you, who definitively can't they beat? We don't know about whether or not Ja Morant's going to be back. Dallas can't defend. Sacramento, my coach of the year, Mike Brown. De'Aaron Fox with Sabonis, Malik Monk, Keegan Murray and those brothers. I've been very, very impressed by them. But no experience come postseason whatsoever. I'm looking at it from that perspective, and I'm saying, who can't they beat with LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the basketball floor with parts that they're happy with, that know how to be complementary pieces and have no aversion to it whatsoever? You're looking at guys on a basketball court. They're like, we just trying to hold it down until the man comes back. We try to make sure we do our part. We trying to make sure that we handle our business. The other day, they won and Anthony Davis scored 8 points on 7 shots because D'Angelo Russell went off and Schrader went off, okay? And the others as well, Reeves and all of them contributed. This team is playing together basketball, and they're having a good time doing it. And when you take LeBron James coming back into the equation, I'm sorry. I can't summarily dismiss the Los Angeles Lakers, and I love it.
Phoenix, if he comes back.
Kevin Durant.
They're the best team.
Okay.
Phoenix is the best team.
Go ahead, Wendy.
But they got to win tonight. Like, no AD tonight. They're playing in Houston. They have no margin for error. They've got to win a game tonight, and Houston just beat Boston at home, and Jabari Smith Jr. has had 3 straight 20-10 games. So if they're going to be who you say they are, Stephen A., they can't screw around. They got to win tonight's game. That tonight is an example of whether you can show me that your roster is good enough.
You said Anthony Davis is not playing tonight?
I don't believe so.
Why not?
I don't believe so.
Back-to-back, not playing back-to-back.
In the lead.
Another reason why you can't take the Lakers seriously.
I'm sitting there doing all of this talking.
You can't take him seriously.
Playing tonight.
Yeah. You know what would help? You started listening to me. There you go. There we go. Listen, we make mistakes. We grow. We learn. We get better each day. Come back next block stronger.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome,
so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.